Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. And your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you tuned in today to Joy and Peace. We have such a wonderful topic today on blessing. And I know everyone is sitting down with their Bibles, their paper, and pens to jot down all the scriptures. We also have a guest that will be on shortly on the air. But before we do anything, let's have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come today, Lord Jesus, just to say thank you. Lord, you're just so good. You're so kind. You're so worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Lord Jesus, as we go into the Word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you that I be able to dissect the Word, that each and every person that's tuning in today or tonight or this afternoon will be able to hear it and put a nugget in their spirit that will help them through this day, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to come and minister to everyone that's listening in today, those that will be tuning in, those that will be calling in. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you the blessing upon each and every person like this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, good morning, guests. On the line, we have Evangelist Brian that's with us today that will be talking about blessing. And are you there, caller?
Hello.
Okay. Well, caller, before we bring you on, we want you to stay tuned, but we're going to share to the listening audience today a little bit about blessing. And we're going to let you come in soon as we just do a few little things, but anyone that's just tuning in, for the first time, we want to welcome you to Joy and Peace Outreach. And we meet here every day, every Wednesday, from 10 to 11:30. So we want you to tune in. And if you want to call in, this is the number that you can call in, area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And today our topic is on blessing. What a wonderful topic that God have given us today. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you some scriptures, and you can write them down now. That way we won't have to stop in between me and the man of God that will be coming on behind me. And the key scriptures today will be taken from Genesis, the 12th chapter, and the 2nd verse, Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, and the 26th verse. Then we'll be going to Psalms, the 3rd chapter, and the 8th verse. We also have Proverbs, the 24th chapter and the 25th verse, Isaiah, the 19th chapter and the 24th verse. And we'll have some more that we'll be dropping throughout the broadcast, but some of those are some of your key scriptures you can go to as you have your prayer time, your Bible study time that you can go to on blessing. And today, a little bit on blessing, where the Lord blessed them. That's taken from Genesis 1 and 28. And this was and is the normal state of people before God. Everyone wants a blessing. There's no one that you know of that do not want a blessing from God. And to be blessed or to bless others, God is portrayed as the God of blessing for his people in the Old Testament. Just waiting to pour out his benefit upon his people. But in Scripture, the word means more than just being happy. Above all, it means having God's approval and his goodwill direct toward persons. Then the covenant blessing can be granted. Just think about all the blessings God has bestowed upon you up until this very present moment. And in the Old Testament, many people granted blessings to others. That's taken from Genesis, the 49th chapter and the 28th verse. And the famous priestly blessing, the placing of the Lord named upon the people to bless them by the high priest, as you read in the scripture, showing that the importance of the Lord's blessing of his people. And it shows how closely tied to the blessing of his people. You'll find that in Isaiah, the goal for God's people was to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed today. He don't want you to go without being blessed. And also, blessings is available to God's people in Christ now. Not just in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and now. He's still granting us and giving us blessings each and every day of our life. And as you think, what was given to Abraham is now available to Christians. You can find that in Galatians 3 and 14, through his spirit. Not physical, but spiritual blessings can be the inheritance of God's people. And as we act as God's blessed people, we are now encouraged by Peter to return blessings upon our friends and our adversaries. So today, I'm going to turn you over to our guest, none other than Evangelist Brian, that will come on and share with you all today on blessing and what God has given to him to give to you. So sit back, relax, buckle up your seatbelt, and be on a ride for a treat for what God has for you through the man of God. Man of God, you are now on the air.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good to be on the, good to hear the voice of the people reaching around the world today. We just thank God for our opportunity to share some things with God's people. In this hour that we're living in, we must have a focus upon the blessings of God. God is a blesser because he blessed us to be an opportunity to speak some things into your lives and to encourage your hearts, and knowing that the word of God forever settled in heaven. And heaven is a place that all our benefits come from, and that's a place that we must seek to get to heaven. And blessings come by being obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice, so we have to take the time out and examine ourselves how we can be blessed of God, how the blessings of God continue coming into your house. And one of the main things about blessing, and you got to give something to be blessed of God. You just can't just look for blessings, even though God blesses the people in areas of their lives, and but it's something about when you be blessed of God. Now, we look at so many scriptures in the Bible lines up with blessings of God, and I looked at how a blessing came to a man that was sick. blessing go along with sickness too. Now God, He still healed the sick. God, He said He sent His word and healed them because He delivered them from all the destruction. That's in Psalm 107 and 20. He placed that in there for knowing that people are getting blessed by miracles. Miracles happen through the blessings of God. God is a miracle worker. And that's what God do. He sends and He demonstrates His word. His word forever. You use His word. That's almost like the first miracle that Jesus did. It was turning water into wine. That was a miracle itself, and that was a blessing because God knew what He need to do there at that time for the people that they ran out. He knew how to set it apart for a time for blessing. So we're looking at so many blessings that God had shared up on that. We looked over into the book of Genesis. I was looking at the 24th chapter of Genesis, 24 and 35, and when it says that, and the Lord had blessed my masters greatly, and he is become the great. He has given him flock, herds, and silver, and gold, and manservants, and maidservants, and camels and asses. That what God has done right there, they're showing the blessings of God, that God, how He gave unto them the flocks. He gave flocks. Well, He gives that now, like that, the flocks. Well, they give flocks for the, other words we used back then, that was in the Old Testament time, representing the cattle and different things there. But we look at on the spiritual side of God, what He do for the church world that's flocks of people that need being blessed of God. They walk and walking in the blessings of God, and how God's being faithful to His promise. He's a faithful God because of what you've been obedient to, Him, because He blesses you because He knows exactly what you need. And when you go to the house of God, you're getting blessed by the word. The word is what caused you to be blessed. And sometimes we wonder why God don't move an area so quickly. Well, God's got a time. Time for blessings to come up on you. You know, blessings will hunt you down. When you really giving into God, you look for God to bless you going in, coming out, and bless you whatever you put your hand to be blessed by God because of the giving. The giving part plays with the blessing part. If you can give anything, you can't be blessed of God. But if you give something, you get blessed because you walk in the blessings of God. Because God, He's a giver. Why He give? He gave His Son. God told all the world He gave His Son. And He said, whosoever believes in Him should not perish. Well, that's the reason why He did. He was showing that to us, how to be blessed of Him by giving to somebody else that you could turn around and be blessed yourself. Now, if you hold it in and you shut up your bowels of compassion and try to hold it in, you're not going to get anything. You're holding everything up. You're missing your blessing by not giving. That's playing the part of giving. The Bible says that, I think in Luke 6 and 33, it says that give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, overrunning, cause men to get into your bosom. That's a reason why He said giving. You can get back. Well, the Bible said give and you get by the measure of giving, the blessings come up on you. Like you give 30, some give 60, some give 100-fold. Well, you're getting 100-fold blessing. That triples the blessings of God because God adds to that 100-fold. That 100, He tripled that because what you done give and you done sold into that. What you sold out, God, return it back to the 100-fold, overtaking. That's showing the blessings of God. And the blessings of God has no sorrow. It's joy just being blessed of God. Because we walk in the favor of the Lord. The Lord is favor because of His word. His word always do what it says to do by us acting upon the blessings of God. And that's one of the things that God loves. He loves a cheerful giver, a person that gives. He can get blessed by God. Now, we know that in the book of Exodus, we're looking at Exodus, the 23rd chapter of Exodus, 23 and 25. Now, here is where Moses is at, and he was saying, hey, ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness. Now, you know that he said, I will take sickness. Where the sickness at? He said, I'll take sickness away from. Well, he'll take it away from you in the midst. You say, in the midst of thee. Now, that's a promise to him. He want to take. That's how you get blessed by him taking. He want to take it. He don't want you to hold it. He don't want you to hold on to it. He wants you to believe it, and he'll take it away, because that's where that blessing comes from, by you believing that. You're receiving what God's saying. He'll take sickness not of God, sickness of the devil. See, but God, he's a God that blesses, because he said in his word, he said, and I believe in Deuteronomy, speaking about the same thing, he's speaking about that he'll take sickness out of the midst of you. Keep sickness on. What he says, I will not allow none of the diseases come upon you as I did the Egyptians. The Egyptians was a type of the world. And when you are the world, even though God, and some people say, well, God reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Well, he did. He's still waiting on the ones out there, even though they may not know that the blessings of God come from him. They can't do anything without God. It's only God. He's controlling everything in the earth. He's the one that walks and blesses people. How your heart is, how you look at the heart. How much faith that you got that you can believe God. What is the areas that you don't know about yourself? What areas that you need to know about who you are in God? Or how you can walk in the favor of God. So you find favor in God because of the words, or the words that you speak, words that you say, things that you speak out of your mouth. You have what you say. You speak in blessings. Blessings follow those that have the ones that really trust God. Everybody, some people don't trust God. They believe God, but they don't really trust God because they don't have what faith they don't have. Well, we had faith in that, because that's faith go along with blessing. You got to be faithful to get blessing. If you can't be faithful, you can't get blessing. But if you can be faithful, well, you can get blessings of the God we serve. So God, he's a promising God. He spoke words. His words would never fail him. It's the way we do. And we look back over in the book of Malachi. Now, this is a blessing, too, because we bring this up to, though we put it in the respect of God's word. In the book of Malachi, now, the 3 and 10 begin to tell you about bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse, that ye may be, in other words, he said that there may be meat in my house. And he said, now you prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open, I will not open you the windows of heaven. And he said, I will pull you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough. He said, not room enough to receive it. That means that he will pour it out, but you won't have enough room to hold, because he'll keep pouring it. And he keep on pouring it, because you kept on bringing it. And he said, there'll be room in my house when you bring it into the storehouse. And he said, now your house won't be able to hold it all. The house that God is blessing your household. You turn around, your blessings coming to somebody always writing you checks, unexpected checks. Checks come from not out of nowhere. Why? Because you done blessed God. You done bringing it to God and giving God your extra. Sometimes you sow extra into God, giving, and he add more to you, and then he don't stop adding to you. He keep on. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all this righteousness and all these things be added to. Well, that's adding to God. God always add to you. He never subtract. He always add to you, because his blessing instead of following you, because everywhere you go, you find out that you walk into a blessing. What God turns around, sometimes I say, well, God can take something that looked real bad enough that you can't not see how it could be, and God turn around to be a blessing. You can take something that seemed like that is not working well, he'll turn around and make it for your good because of the blessings of God, because he know how to do it. See, that's why sometimes God said, I take the foolish things and confound the wise. I take things that look foolish to them, and I turn around and I bless it. I turn around in your favor. That's why he said all things work together for the good of them that love him according to the purpose. So that's where the blessings of the Lord comes for. It never adds no sorrow. But you know that there was a man in the Bible that Jesus met, and his name was the centurion soldier. You use that for example. And he had a servant, and his servants were sick at home, glory to God, and how God took him, was going to go to the centurion's house. He was going to go there, and the centurion told him, I'm not worthy for you to come underneath my roof. He said, now, you just speak a blessing for me. In other words, he said, speak a word. And he said, I have this servant at home, he's sick, and all I need you to do is speak a word. And Jesus said, I have not found so great a favor, not in Israel, than this sinner man had faith to believe that he's known that his servant was going to get a blessing. And surely, it said how the word went forth and went to the servant, went to the centurion's house, and when he got back, the servant was up on doing about because of the blessing. It was a blessing to have faith in God, to be blessed of God. So you don't never know where your blessings will come from until you try in the area of believing what the scripture says. Signs and wonders will follow if you believe. Blessings come because of the favor of the Lord, because you have obtained faith with God. God can meet your needs from miles and miles around, but you didn't know that God can reach the four corners of the world, but yet his word is still going forth, and all the needs of the people are being met because of the words that we say out of our mouth. Blessings, and God cannot bless a person that is holding things, and a person that of the world, he may be rich and famous of this world. But a rich man will hardly enter into the kingdom of God. But a man is faithful to God in giving what he shared and what he received from God. See, it's only God to bless you to have the talent that you got. You didn't get this talent for just out of the blue sky. God gave you this talent. God gave every man talents to do, use gifts and gifts that they have, gifts without repentance. But God uses any person. He'll use a sinner man out there to have talents. And God is the blessings of God why he got it. He didn't get it on his own because God created gifts. Gifts manifested because of the blessings of God. God don't have a respect to person. He fall on the just as well as the unjust. He still uses people in all kinds of categories. He makes people and molds people. He's a God that promises. You cannot get by. That's why you must be the way to God. You got to be the way the blessings flow. The flow in blessing flows in the house. As long as you keep your house in order with God, for God, his blessings will steady flow in your house. It won't come up short. But if you bring it up short because of you're not being obedient to God. But see, that's why God's looking for people that's going to believe what he said. And we know that in the book of Isaiah, beginning to speak about something here greatly. He said, then shall, Isaiah 30 and 23, he began to say, then shall he give the rain on your seed. See, he wanted to give a rain on your seed. He wanted to let that seed begin to soak. And he said, then thou shalt sow. He said, now he ain't going to tell you to sow. Where you going to sow it? He said, sow it the ground with all. Now he said, you sow it in the ground. You're sowing yolk in the ground that you have, the ground that you want to sow in. And that, he said, and the bread of it will increase. He said, and the bread of it will increase. What will it increase in? He said, it'll increase of the earth. Wherever you sow the seed, the blessings come up out of that seed. They come up for, or if you need a miracle, you can sow that seed in the good ground, the ground that God created, the ground, the blesser. Now, God, he is the blesser. He come to bless you. He come to you to bless somebody else. That's why he tell you how to be blessed of God. And he began to say the same thing. He said to continue the same scripture. He began to say, and it shall be fat He said, it'll be fat, brother, and plentiful, plenteous. He said, in the days shall your cattle feed in the Lord's pasture. That means that you're going to be fed. You're going to get the seed of the word. It's going to be just like almost seed. It's, in other words, the seed that you have in the good ground and the pasture that where you at getting fed good seed and good soil. And the words that goes in there, them words come out of you. You use those words and you plant the seeds. Same way you're going out sowing somewhere, you're sowing some good ground. Never sow in a bad ground. Because you lose your blessing when you sow in the background. You got to examine the place where you're going to sow your blessings at. Because you never know how the blessings of the Lord, well, we were saying that God would take something that looked kind of foolish to you, and he'll turn that thing around for a blessing. Because you may walk into something that you wish you hadn't walked into, and you're thinking, well, it must be from God. No, you can miss God. You can miss God in places that you don't know that you're sowing in. You might sow in the background, and then you say, well, I wish I had a soul and listen. Well, see, if you don't listen to God, you can go on your own instinct. But if you listen to God, he'll lead you in the right direction. You won't plant a bad seed in bad ground. You sow it in good ground because God, he leads you to the good, not the bad. The bad is because when you fall in other places than going, instead of listening to the voice of God, you listen to your own mind. Your own mind can tell you something, and your mind is not to the point where it's saved. Your mind is where all the problem that we're missing God. Your mind can be so bottled up with so much other thought that you don't know the difference between your mind and the Spirit of God. You can lose that conscience of God. You can lose out on God when your mind is not totally set in the frame of mind, because God's mind, God said give, when he's telling about in the book of Isaiah 26 chapter, Isaiah, I think it's 26 and 5 or 6, and it says that whose mind stayed upon the Lord, he keeps you in the perfect peace, the peace of God that passes all stuff. Your mind, because you trusted God for the blessings of God, and your needs are met about what you where your mind could be setting in. Well, that's almost like you look back on Job time. Job was a blessed man because he was blessed by God. Job was, you couldn't go through what Job went through. No person probably couldn't go with Job. He suffered so long, and he suffered so bad enough that famine turned against him. Suffered so much that he went through a sickness. But God sustained Job. Because the devil knew Job. Job was an upright man. Job had favor, and he had blessings by God. God blessed him. And God blessed him because of his belief in God, trust in God. He said, though you may slay me, but I will trust in the Lord. See, if you can trust God, he'll bless you. No matter what you're going through, but he'll still bless you because you've found favor with God because you live in the righteous life of God. God is a promising God. He's the same today, yesterday, forevermore, because the things that we ask of God, God loves to give to his people. And there never one time that God failed us. Our failures and ourselves when we don't believe God. If you're expecting God to give you a miracle, you got to believe God. Put letting the enemy come and take your mind in another direction, thinking God ain't gonna bless you, but God will bless you. It's a timing that God do certain things. Sometimes God bless you instant, and sometimes God bless you later. But it depends on how the frame of the mind is. I don't know how can you really believe if you be just Abraham was a man of faith, and the blessings of the Lord was up on Abraham because he didn't stagger at the promise. When we stagger at the promise of God, that holds up the process of God's blessing upon the people of God. And he looked for the blessing. God looked for blessing the blessed families. It's God's will for the families to prosper. He wants your family to prosper. He don't want your family to not prosper. He wants families to prosper because of his word. His word instead of going into the land and it's doing what it said it was going to do in the last days. Well, we're in the last days, so God's pouring out. That's why he's telling you about bringing your tithes into the storehouse. If you bring your tithes in the storehouse, you give them to God. You give them to God to the storehouse where your, in other words, he'll protect you. God will protect you. He'll prove his word. That's how you can know God proves his word. God, how is he protecting you? Because you're putting your tithes in the house. You cannot short God. If you short God, you're losing the blessings of God. You wonder why money don't stay in your pocket? When you don't give, your money going to stay in your pocket. You're going to have holes in your pocket. You lose every cent that you got. You can't hardly make it 1 week after week. You're low on money. That's because you didn't do what God told you from the beginning. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven, and I will pour out your blessing that you will have not room enough to hold it all. He said, my house, he said, I'll keep your house full. He said, I'll keep it to the point that you everywhere you go, you walk into a blessing. You walk from wherever you go, you touch things. God put the hand on you. That's why blessing will hunt you down. It'll hunt you down wherever you go. The blessing will be up on you. You keep on giving. You keep on doing that. God's blessing pouring out on you. He just pours his spirit out up on you. He touches it everywhere you go. You walk into people. People don't even know about it. They can walk up and give you some money for no reason at all. God put it in their spirit. I won't say for no reason at all. God put it in their heart to give you the money. God got you giving to the kingdom of God. The sowing into the kingdom of God. What God does walk. He tell you how to sow, but when we don't sow, we can't expect God to bless us, but we're looking for the blessings of the Lord. But when you give God your best, that's when God gives you his best. He already gave his best and gave his son, but he's looking for you to give and sow into people's lives that he can let the flow of his word continue to go. That's almost like a person that's afflicted, people that's been sick and diseased. It wasn't never God's will for none of the children of God to be sick. It was God's will. It was all God's will for all of us to obey the laws of his commandment, that we walk in divine health. The health was coming by us eating exactly what he told us to eat in the word of God. We just got off the track, and we've been eating the wrong stuff, and the wrong stuff called affliction. Affliction comes because of the chemicals of this world. And if you had ate the pureness of God's word, the things we're supposed to be eating, we didn't eat. Now we're eating the things we should not eat, and yet they're still causing death and destruction in the land. That's not God's promise. It's the blessings of God is for us to be well. We're supposed to be the wellest people on planet Earth, that the world could come to us and say how we stay good and healthy. Well, because we obey God's law. We're walking in the blessings of God. God's blessings always keep us in divine health because we're taking on the word of God. The Bible said the word of God is like medicine. Medicine. It's like a merry heart do good like medicine. That's what the medicine is about, is the merry heart. If the heart is right, the medicine will work. If the heart ain't right, you don't have a merry. But you have a merry because you have a medicine. You have a heart right. Because you have Mary. Mary brings joy. Joy brings the peace. Joy brings happiness. God always makes his people happy. He never lets his people sad. Sadness comes because what we hear. But blessings come because we pray. Well, the praises of the Lord goes up and the blessings of the Lord come down. Well, the praise is going up. Well, the blessing got to come down. If you praise him, exalt him. If you exalt him, he give you, it's just an overwhelming, the vibe of God. The praises go up and the blessings come down. Well, the blessings are shower you. God shower down up on the people. People love God. If you love God that much, you would obey God. You won't go and respect. You respect God for what he's doing because his word is developing for us, God. I sense that God is someone out there today and knowing right now, you're going through some hard times. It seems like things are not working. Well, I see why things are not working. How are you giving to people? You should give God honor and reverence that God is keeping you. But God looks for you to give, and he tells you not to give in a grudging heart. Give in a loving heart. He does this. That's how your blessing comes, by giving it out of a good heart. when you give out a good heart, the blessings follow. The blessings follow where in it follows you everywhere you go, because you walk into blessings. God stirs it up in you. And when you give, he keeps things, affliction won't attack you. And if you walk right before God, but the devil, the job is to stop you from having blessings. God's job is to make sure you have plenty, because he's a plentiful God. He owned all the silver and gold, and he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills. But when you're in his presence, or you're in the inheritance of him, if he owned the cattle on 1,000 hills, that means that you own it too, because you are in the inheritance of God. And his blessing goes wherever you go. Your faith goes wherever it goes. How you believe God, receiving God. It's the abundance of God to pour out in you, and his blessing is steady working in you constantly, because God want to work on you, because he know exactly what you need, because you looking for God's blessings upon his word. Now, we look at Matthew, fourth chapter, and I was telling you about that, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and or his righteousness, and all these things, there we go, all these things shall be added unto you. This is talking about the blessings of God. When you seek first the kingdom of heaven, the blessings of God begin to add unto you. The promises be added unto you. You can believe what God said when he began to start adding things into your life. Things start changing in your life. You're not the same anymore, but you're walking in the favor of God. The favor of the Lord can continue to be upon you, because you know that you love God, because God is a promising God. He the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He cannot change, but he's a God that produces his word out. His word is still abundant word. It's shaking. It's a shaking task to walk into God's presence. It's a shaking task to try to do exactly what he said. And sometimes it's hard to walk in the line of God, because we get out of line because we're trying to figure God out. But you can't figure God out. You have to know that God, he's still in the blessing business, because that's his job, to bless the people of God. And he cannot go against his word. Why can't he go against his word? Because he stirs up the people. But the people got to know that he is God. Well, he cannot change. What changes is the people change. Why do they change? Because their unbelief come in. Unbelief nullifies God's word. But his presence, and when you give him praise and bless him constantly, see, it's something about the time that we're living in. See, we were looking at the book of Luke, and Luke was beginning to tell us, Jesus made this statement on the 28th down. We'll read part of that and tell you, this is Christ who will reward our sacrifices. He said, now, Peter said, lo, we have left all to follow thee. Now, that's the statement that Peter said. And then he went on, and then Jesus was making this statement. He said, and he said unto them, verily, or truly, I say unto you, there is no man hath left house or parents or brother or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake. He said, who shall not receive manifold, many, in other words, he said, many times. He said, many times more in this present time. He said, many times in this world. I mean, who shall not receive? Now, he said, who will not receive in this many times, in this time, in this present time? He said, in the world comes life everlasting. He said, in the world come life everlasting. This is something that God is referring to us now in this time. Many times that God has came to us. And see, this world is not really the home that God wants us to be. We're just, as he said, we're just children passing through. But yet we in the blessings of him, because we are the blessings of Abraham. And yet he blesses the people of God that follows in and follow up the laws of God. And God, keep us in this moment, in this minute, in this hour. But we cannot gain the riches of this world and expect God to keep us blessed. Because we have fallen more on the riches of the world than the blessings of God. We will forget about God. When God blesses you, you turn around and forget about it. You don't think about where your blessing comes from. But it was God that caused you to get the blessing from the beginning, because he started from the beginning. Because he said, I'm the first and I'm the last. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I'm the Omega. I am the Omega. And he said, I will do what I said. You is the one that he's talking about. The one that says, I am, God is God. He cannot change. His word is still performing. But he said, who shall not receive? Who shall not receive? He's talking about us. Who shall not receive the many times, he said, the manifold, I mean, many times more in this present time. What shall it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose the blessings of God? You can't, you got to keep the blessings of God flowing in your life. Never put him last. Put him first, and he will bless you. If you put him last, he cannot bless you. Otherwise, don't make things out of God. Otherwise, you put him first, and he'll make everything worth your while. He'll keep the flowing of his word in your life. He'll cause things to continue to be in favor with him. And every place that you go, people will really, they will respect who you are in Christ, and they respect you, what kind of model that you are, and how you walking worthy of God, and how God blesses you, and you people be asking questions. How do you get blessed like you do? Well, you be contending, you be telling them that I walk in the favor of the Lord. God, he's keeping me because I'm a child of God. And I love God, and God keep me because I'm obedient to God. I don't try to pull nothing. I don't try to cover up nothing. But I'm living a righteous life because I am in him and he in me. So I'm going to serve him because he's the God that's coming after me, because I am the blessings of Abraham, the blessings of Isaac and Jacob. I'm the one that God chose, and he's the one that picked me up, and he's the one that's got the blessings all over me because I'm following him, because I found favor with him. I'm not finding favor of the world. I'm not from this world. I live and move ahead of my vision, but I'm not of this world. I have Christ-like. I'm the blesser. I'm blessing other people because they see me. I'm the child of God because God made me in the image of likeness in me. And I can't do nothing to walk in the favor of God. My blessings steady coming. Why they coming? Because I'm obedient to Christ. And that's the way God got me going, because he chose me. What he chose me out of? He chose me out of put me in a new life. The life comes from God, because God is God. He the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He does not change. He is God. He's the one that made you. He's the one that performed the work in you. What are you doing? He's changing life. Lifestyle is in the Word. You are that vessel. You're the one that made, you're the one that God is calling. And he's making himself so real to us. We don't have no excuse about knowing where God, that God always be with you, because he follows you. God always follows you. He makes himself so real that you can't do without it. David said in the book of Psalms, 68th chapter of Psalm 7 in the 19th verse, he said, blessed is the Lord who daily load us with benefits. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Mm-hmm. Even though he load us with benefits. Lord, my God. He loads us all with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. He's still the God of our salvation. Ain't that something that he still do what he said about the benefits? I will bless the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and I will forget not all his benefits. I can't forget about the benefits in my soul when I think about the blessings of God, that I was blessed by him. He kept me. He did everything that he said he was going to do, because the blessings follow me. Why the blessings keep on following? Because I'm doing just like he said to. And I'll keep my mind focused upon him, because he is the blesser. Because I'm blessed everywhere I go. And things that I do, I support God, because I give praises unto God. There is never one time that God has not blessed the people of God. He always meets every need. Every need was made of God. That's because God, he's the God that never forgets. You may forget, but God, he never forgets. He's always remembering. He remembers everything that you done. That's why he's keeping his hands up on your life. That's why he's making everything clear enough that you see that he is Lord. He's the Lordship over your life. He started something greater than you just can't imagine how real this thing is until you get in the focus of God. God has proven himself so many times through the people of God and people in the hospitals and people in the nursing homes and people that walk in the streets. It's a blessing that you know you got health in your body. It's a blessing that God woke you up this morning. You're still in your right mind. It's a blessing. That's blessings from God. And that's God. That's how he blesses your needs. And he knows what you want from him. He's expecting you to say what you want from him. And sometimes you got to talk to God. And most people don't say anything to God. But you talk to God. And sometimes you have to ask God, where do you want me to be a blessing to somebody? Where do you want me to go, God? Where do you want me to share the blessing with somebody? I want to be blessed with you because I know that you are rewarding them that being blessed. I know you'll keep the blessings up on me. It won't add no sorrow to me. I'm looking for a blessing. I know that God, he's still a God that still do what he said he would do, you know. And he'd love to pick on us and pick us out. And it's something about when you being blessed of God and find favor with God, well, the work of God can be so abundant upon your life. We enter in this blessing time of God that God is steady adding to the things that you've been praying about. Many of you got prayers out there, and God want to answer those prayers. But the devil they're trying to do hold your blessing up. But it depends on how you approach God. Sometimes we can approach God in the wrong atmosphere. We can approach him in the wrong way. Then our prayers be one of our, why it takes so long to God to answer our prayer? Well, you probably had the wrong motive. You probably had the wrong attitude. You could say the wrong thing that God would turn the deaf ear off on. You have to say right things before God. You can't say anything before God because God respects his word. You got to go to God in respect of his word, you know. You just don't go to God and say just word. God, he's a word God. He's also scripture-wise. He goes along with the scripture. And a lot of people don't say a lot of scripture, but God, Lord, he goes by the scripture, what he says, and you remind God. And you said, God said, so you remind me of my word. He said, command me the works of my hands. He said, you to command him the works of his hand, that he can bless you, that he can keep the flow of the gift operating in your spirit. He's a God that do what he said to do from the beginning, because God never leaves without a witness, the witness of his word. And we gain ground upon what words that we say to God. God knows how much word we can say to him, how much word do we have in us to say. We may run out, but he never runs out. He's always continuing. Because he's the blesser, because he knows how to bless the people by our words that we said. And he does anything that he said he would do. Yes, he is. We got a scripture here that will be a blessing to you. There's back in the book of Psalms, as David said, in the book of Psalms, he said 81:16. He said, he shall have fed them also the finest of wheat and with honey and of the rock should I, even I have satisfied them. It's amazing what God can do if he fed them. The finest. He done fed us the finest. The finest of wheat. That's the finest of things that he done given to us. He done give us such great things from his word that we can feast upon. And then the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, his goodness. We are tasting God's goodness because of the bread. The bread and wheat, good bread, good wheat. We eat, you know, the bread. The bread is life. And that wheat has something about the wheat time. It's wheat time and also it's harvest time. It's time to be blessed of God, of the harvest that we're facing up against. People out there in the world, there's a harvest out there that need God to bless them. And the way the economy is, we cannot put our trust in the economy. We got to put our trust in God. You can't lean to the economy. The economy is not going to supply your need. God's the one that's going to supply your need. The economy is there, but only God can. If we do exactly what his law says, or do exactly what the commandments of God will, he will not suffer us to have low of anything, because that was in the Old Testament time, there was a famine in the land. And the prophet Elijah, at that time, there was a famine in the land, but Elijah was fed he was fed by a raven. God supplied, sustained him. For his health-wise, Elijah was not sick. He didn't do without no food, because God made provision for him. And then he ran through another woman, a Shunammite woman, that happened at the time that famine, she was about to take her life because of that timing, because she didn't have no more food, lacking food. But it was a prophet come along and spoke a word. A woman was about to get ready to take her life, and she said, the prophet was needing food at that time. But the woman said, I don't have enough meal in my meal barrel to share. But it was a blessing out of that. But she stood and turned around and gave the man of God the last that she had. Sometimes you have to suffer. You have to give your last. When you don't want to give it, but you sacrifice and you give it, God turned around and blessed the woman, gave her last. At that time, the Lord God blessed the woman, because when she made the cake, go over to God, her meal barrel stayed filled up with flour. They hadn't ran over. Well, what was good about that story was that her son at the time, her son had life had went out of her son. He died. But said the prophet took him up in the loft, and he spoke to God. Now, this woman was faithful. She brought faith in and brought the blessings of God. When she brought the blessings of God, glory to God, God used the prophet to speak life back into the son. The son's life was restored back. To God, he can take things that seem like that them gave up. You done gave it up. It seems like there's no hope there. But God turned around and bless you, bring you right out of it. And sometimes struggle with that. Sometimes you're depressed about that. How am I going to do this? I'm trying to think, what am I going to do about this? How am I going to go about this? What am I going to do about this? And God, he turned around to bless you. You come in somehow, God meets your need, because he know the heart. When you're sincere about God, he never will want us to scrape the barrel, the bottom of the barrel. He don't want you to scrape to try to meet your ends. He wants you to keep that barrel full. That's why he's talking about bring your tithes in the storehouse. That he said that your house, you won't have room enough to hold it all instead of keep being full. That's what happened to the woman, the Shunammite woman. Her meal barrel kept filling up. It never did run dry because she obeyed the man of God. She received the blessings of God upon her. We received the blessings, see the meal barrel filled up, and turned around, and God blessed the son, brought life back in her son. And that's because she was obeying God, because when you obey God, you'll always get a blessing. God comes from some, he sent a blessing far off somewhere. You'll be wondering where it could be. Well, God, he knows exactly what you need. He knows what you need before you even ask what you need. He's just looking for you just to believe what you're asking for. Because if you ask for it, you receive it. You don't stop. Don't ever stop asking. Don't stop seeking. Because God, he's a God of promise. Sometimes you say, well, I ain't going to ask God no more. Well, God's looking for you just to praise him for it, thank him for it. And you thank God. Sometimes you praise God and you thank God. When you pray the prayer, thank him and bless him. And sometimes you enter in God's presence and bless him. And he gives you the blessing. You can bless him by just praises unto him and listening to the voice of God and catch hold to what his word said. He said, these signs should follow those that believe. And you got to exalt David. That was David's, one of David's did, one of his when David praised God, you say how David praised the Lord, blessed God. David danced before the Lord. David danced without his clothes. He just magnified the Lord. But all the things that God had done for David, David had a repentant heart. He always had the praise of his name. David continued and said, I would bless the Lord. He created me a clean heart. All these things that David went before the Lord because he wanted to be blessed with God. Sometimes you have to turn things loose. You have to turn people loose to get your blessing. Sometimes people cause you not to get your blessing. They cause you to hold it up where you can't reach God. But God's blessing never falls. Sometimes we wonder why loved ones, some people wonder why the loved ones going on and be with the Lord. Well, once they see the blessings of the Lord, they don't want to come back. I mean, God's keeping them, but once they see the glimpse of God, they don't want to come back because God got blessings up in heaven. And they got blessings in the earth because we know that someday we're going to see the man, the creator of all, and all the blessings that he will share up on our lives all through the years of our life when we were on planet earth. Things that he bring back to remembrance of things that he'd done. Made things out of things that seemed like it seemed so bad enough that we couldn't even make it. God stepped in them and God stopped. Well, God, he stopped those out there in the world out there, though. Drug addicts and prostitutes and gay men. People that are on the streets and car accidents. God stepped in the midst of in a car accident and caused whole back death. The person escaped it. Got people that's out on the lakes everywhere, people about to drown themselves. God stepped in the midst of them and saved a life. Some people out there that are strung out on needles. And God caused that person to turn away from the needle, and he called on the name of Jesus. And the blessing of the Lord continued to add to them, and they kept on seeking God. God looked on the one out there today that was stricken in disease, that God stepped in the midst of it and heal their bodies because they're calling on the name of Jesus. And it's a blessing to call on that name, Jesus. And it'll register down in your soul once you get the hold of it. Because he always deals with you. You can't stop it. You got to keep on continuing going forth with God because God is, he's still the God the same as it was yesterday. He ain't going to change. And he will deal with you out there. You can't escape God. Ain't no way you can escape because he always deal with it. That's the purpose of saving the lost out there. It's a blessing to be saved. There's nothing wrong with being saved. There's something that's a blessing. You know, once you get saved, your name is written down in the Lamb books of life. You have life eternal with God. You're still a son of God. You're a woman of God. So when the enemy come against you, you say, no, I'm going to serve God. When they try to turn you the other way, tell them I'm going to serve God. And the person out there know what you used to be at, and they see your life change, they'll be wondering how you get changed, what it takes to get you changed. Well, and that's almost like when when Paul and Silas was in the jail. And the Bible says how the earthquake came. The jailer was in the keeper was in the jail. And wondered about why everything's shaking and going on. They said it was going to shook, and said the doors swung open. And he wanted all of them escaped it out of the keeper. Wanted all of them escaped it out of there. And Paul, he was about to take his life. But Paul and them said, hold it. And we still here. Mm-hmm. And the man of the keeper says, what must I, which he really was about what you still here? He said, what must I do to be like this? In other words, he said, He said, well, you just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. He said that, and you just believe on the Lord and you shall be blessed of God. That's what he's saying. You'll be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord is up on you. And if God will do things like that, he'll go into people's lives and change their status in their life. You cannot miss the opportunities and blessings of God, because God's word is forever settled in heaven. God loves you because his blessing is upon your life. You know you are in the land of the living by the blessings of God. You're not in the land of the living because you're own. It was God that blessed you to be here in the land of the living. He gave you one more minute, one more second, one more hour to think about yourself. Think where you would be if God hadn't woke you up. If you wasn't saved, where do you think you would go? If you missed the point, if you're not saved, hell is one of the places that a person is told if you're not saved. But heaven is the place where a person is saved to go to. It's joy, peace, and the presence of God, joy and peace in the Holy Ghost of God. You cannot get the joy of the world and get the joy of God at the same time. It's got to be one of the two. You got to turn one loose or draw the ones that you love. That joy comes from God. Wherever you go, you'll think about yourself. You got to think about your life. You're the only one going to stand before him by yourself. You'll stand by yourself. You're not going to stand with your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. You're standing by yourself when you stand to God. But when you reject God, you're rejecting the blessings of God. Because God wants to bless you by coming unto him and coming unto him to be saved. Don't turn your back on opportunities when God deals with you, because God deals with everything in your business, the time and the season to everything. But I thank God for the day that we shared some things with you. We thank God for right now for the blessings of God. I don't know, Sister Sadie, you might have something else to say?
Okay, well, Evangelist Brian, that is so wonderful today. I just thank God for this topic on blessing. Because as the song says, every time I turn around, God keep on blessing me over and over. And you know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about disguised blessing, how blessings can come to you in a disguise. You're thinking it's one way, and when you look it up, it's another way, and it's a blessing to you. It's not a curse, but a blessing. And we have to realize today that God is in the blessing business. He wants his children blessed, each and every one of them, in each walk of life throughout the world. He has no respect of person, creed, anything. He just want to show us how much he loves us, how much he cares for us. And I just thank God for today, because, you know, the blessings of, you know, when you think about it, he could withdraw his blessing, but his desire was to bless his people profoundly at all time. God don't want to take the blessing back from us. He wants us to be blessed. Mm-hmm. And as you say, when we pay our tithes and our offering, that go back to God. He already have a cattle on 1,000 here. He have all the money. We the ones need the blessing. And when he pour out blessing, he said that we would not have room enough to receive the blessings that he has for us. Well, we just think about when we woke up this morning. A lot of people I know in the walks of life, when you pass somebody, you say good morning, good afternoon, good night. And the first thing sometime out of their mouth, what's so good about the day? What's so good about tomorrow? You blessed to be here in the land of the living. You was blessed. Do you know you passed somebody under the bridge that didn't even have sufficient clothing, didn't have a place to sleep? You slept in a nice full queen, a king-size bed, with air condition. You can walk to your refrigerator and open your refrigerator, and you had food in there. If someone you passed today or you talking with today may not even have those privileges. It's not because God don't want them to have them. It may be they have put themselves in that position not to be blessed. But God wants all of us to be blessed. And I mean, I just thank God for giving me that word and that topic on blessing. Because a lot of people take things for granted. When you do something for someone and you do it from the goodness of your heart, that's a blessing. But some people want to take it where that you had to do it. No, you didn't have to do it. You did it because God want you to be a cheerful giver, a blesser to somebody else. And that don't mean just because you bless somebody don't mean that same person is going to come back and repay the favor. God may have somebody way across the world that's going to give you a blessing that you have never even dreamed possible. And as we were sharing briefly this morning on the prayer line, we was talking about blessing. Young ladies was coming on saying how God had blessed them. Blessings that was coming in their mailbox. Blessings coming at their to their homes and places on their job that they didn't even expect. People getting miracle blessings on the prayer line as we speak it. Blessings was like you said, blessing will overtake you. They're running you down trying to find you to give you a blessing. And you know that is I just thank God. Just on last week was on the phone with someone trying to help someone, and a blessing came in on the cell phone. Somebody at a furniture store just want to bless people with beds. And you just don't know where your blessing coming from. Who may need the blessing? You may not know of a person right now as we're speaking. Someone that's listening on Blog Talk today. I hope you're getting these scriptures down and the word of God from the woman and the man of God that's directing you, let you know that today is your day for a blessing. No matter where you are, what you've been asking God for, today is your day for a blessing. All you got to do is just reach up, grab it, accept it, thank God for it.
Yes.
And, you know, he paid the price on Calvary that you may have the right to the tree of life. He's opening doors after doors for you on your behalf. If it's not through you, it's through your children, your husband, your wife. You just don't know what God has in store for you today. And I admonish you to give God all the praises today. Because God promised to bless you more and more. He don't want to uphold anything from you. That's y'all that's walking upright, that's doing what the word of God say. He wants to bless you. And all you have to do is trust him, obey him, do what he said in the word. And as we went through, it was a lot of scriptures given today. Everything we tell you is Bible-based. It's nothing of ourselves at the top of our head, but we go to the scripture, give you the scripture where you can read the scriptures for yourself in the word of God. Yeah, I mean, you can't get it no plainer. You just can't get it no plainer, because all the treasures in God has for us, he have hidden blessings. Blessings coming in disguise. As I was reading that, I said, hidden blessings, Lord, disguised blessings. Sometimes we got a blessing right in our own house, just like the woman of God had in the word of God. She had the blessing right in her home to take care of everything she needed. But she didn't even realize it. It took the man of God to come by and say, what do you have in your house? All she could say was, I have a crude of oil. There was a blessing in disguise right there, and she didn't even realize it. If some of you all today that God have given blessings, gifts in your hand for you to do, all you have to do is get up and start working with your hand. Start working with your mind. And you'll be surprised how you can take that and turn it around for be a blessing that was in disguise. You just go to the word of God and you see all the blessings God had in the word of God. That man and woman just turned it around and asked God, how do I do it, Lord? Which way do I go to do it to make it come in the perfection of you having it? Not me, myself. No, I can't do it without you, God. But if I read your word and follow what your word says, I can move mountains. I can go over that mountain. I can go through that mountain because you have the blessing right there before me. So somebody is sitting down today just thinking, now what are they talking about? How can I be blessed? Oh, I need this today. My life, say for instance, I'm going to give you this. I need my life be a pay. I don't have the money to get it. But if you go to praising God right where you are right now, just go to praising God like you have lost your mind. You'll be surprised how many doors will open. You can even pick up the phone and ask him to give you an extension, or pick up a phone and may find out you are eligible for a program that will help you. That's a hidden blessing, a disguised blessing. You'll be surprised how many ways God is trying to get a blessing to you today. You may be walking through your grocery store, and you know you have X amount of dollars in your purse to buy your groceries. When you get to the counter and they say, they tally it up, you might not have but $30 and your groceries come up to $50. What's the next thing you're going to do? First, automatically your counter mind say, ma'am, can I take this off, take that off, take that off, because I only have certain amount. You don't know who's standing in that line that day that got your blessing right there in their hand and in their mouth. All they have to do is open it up. How many times have some of you women been in line and you just didn't have enough? Somebody right behind you or right next to you said, oh, go ahead and finish ringing that up for her. I have it. You may don't have to know them. That's why I'm telling you, disguised blessing. Because blessings come to us every day, and we overlook the blessing that God have given us, looking for some big, grand thing to drop from the sky, and God have it right there with us. So you have to be so mindful. It's the little bitty thing, just like the word says, it's the little foxes that destroys the vine. It's the little thing. And when we look, we have it. He gives us everything we need, whether we realize it or not. So I'm telling everyone in the radio audience today, look around. Look around your home. You have a blessing right there. You may go do something for your neighbor next door. Little did you know, your blessing might be right in your neighbor next door. You don't even know your neighbor. You can knock on the door and be a blessing to her. I know I run across a lady one day that said she had money. All she needed was a loaf of bread. And she couldn't get nobody passing, even a child on the bike, to pass. She was going to pay them and give them a blessing. So you got to be in tune to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit, to know when God has a blessing and a miracle with your name on it. Oh, Jesus. And, you know, I mean, I am just so excited and elated today. Prophet.
Yes.
Evangelist Brian.
Yes.
You go ahead. We have about 12 more minutes. You speak into the line in somebody's life today, whatever God direct you, that may help someone that just tuned in. And if we have time, if you want to call in, our number here is 646-716-4389 if you want to speak to the man of God, because you on the verge today of a miracle, on a blessing, and we do not want you to pass your blessing by. So it may be something that the man of God or something that the woman of God have said that gave you a nugget where you could get up today and not sit there and feel or throw in the towel, wringing your hand. What am I going to do? Which direction I'm going to get in? God gave us that gift this morning and the word of God to direct to our listeners, those that's coming on early or later. It's something that you have in your possession right now that you need a blessing. And God have already opened that door for you for the blessing. All he wants you to do is get up, step out your comfort zone, and you'll be surprised how many blessings are right around you right now. So, man of God, go ahead and share with the people for the next 10 minutes whatever God has put on your heart this day.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank God for giving God honor to those out there in radio land. And we know that God is hearing. We spoke these things into your lives. The words have been going forth. And there may be a person out there that needs God turn their life around. You may be going through a problem that you can't even hardly, you can't solve. You've been trying to solve yourself, and there might be a sister or brother out there that knowing right now that your trials and your tribulation that you're going through, you don't know what direction to turn, but we're here to give you an answer. We're ready to give you an answer what God said. Now God, he's a God of promise, and you're trying to take it on yourself, but God, he's a burden bearer. You can't carry it. That could cause you to be broken down and be despaired. Things are going not right for you, and you don't know direction to take, but God, hope lies in him. when you do put your focus up on God, God can take the things out, take things off you. And the Bible says that weeping may do for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is the greatest of a person's life when they fall in love with Jesus. Jesus is the one you fall in love with. The devil is the one to put the pressure on you, and God is the one to take the pressure off of, because it's him that gives you relief. Oh, what a relief it is because of God's power. His power is to lift things up off of your mind, how you've been thinking. You may have a problem about a bill. You may have a problem about your car. You might have a problem about your children. Don't know what's the direction to take about your children. But God, he's a problem solver about children. He knows how to take the children and cuddle them up. You know, I speak a word to you about your problem, your child. So if you have opportunity today, just call in. We would try to say some things to encourage your heart, encourage your mind, encourage the things that you're going through, and let God do what he wants to do into your life. Don't hold back. And don't be afraid, because God did not give you a spirit of fear. Fear is of the devil, but God gave you love. He gave you power. And a sound mind. Your mind has to be to the point that it be sounded of God, sounded to the point that I can trust God for the things that he said he would do, even in my family, or if my family going through problems, I don't know how to reach him, but God, he's a problem, how to reach the family, the hearts of the family. You know, how to reach the mind of the family, because he's a mind regulator. You can't regulate your mind, but God, he can regulate your mind. He'll bring the peace and joy, long suffering, gentleness, faith, and all the fruits of the Spirit be put in you. Your attitudes change. Just the emotion change. Your emotion change. You can't be anymore like the world, because God, he began to put his love in you. God, he's agape love. He put agape love in you. You love him more than you love yourself. You love him more than you love your children. You love him more than you love anything of this world, because that's the God we serve. That's the kind that we serve. He's in love with you because he sent his son. His son came in the likeness of form and like the likeness of flesh, but he came to save that which is lost. People are lost that need God. People walking around this world and thinking that this world is going to have all the treasure of this world, but the world ain't nothing. This stuff, all this stuff is going to burn up, but you got a life to live. You got an eternal life with God. That's why he said, what shall it profit a man or a woman or whosoever to gain this whole world and lose his soul? What you got to exchange of his soul? You have nothing. You got one soul. You got one body. You got one mind. This is the body that God was concerned about your soul. He's concerned about your soul, mind. He's so about the things in you, the will that you're in. You see, God gave you a will, the will that you made. Your decision is made based upon you. That's the will inside of you. This, where do you want to go? You can't look at other people, but you got to look at yourself, because yourself is the one who got to stand. You're the one that got to make a decision. Nobody can make your decision, but you can make the decision. But if you're in your frame, a right mind, this is the day that God's dealing with you. Tomorrow is not promised, but this is the day of salvation. This is the hour, this is the minute, this is the second. This is the hour that you must call God. You must answer God. You must tell God what do you want him to do. You want him to save. You don't want to keep holding on. But God, is he looking for you to just answer him. And it is blessings in God. Have no fear. It is blessings of God. So if you got a problem that we can be a help to you, we ask you to call in, and we'll see what we can say some things to you to encourage your heart. It might be something that you know personally, you might want somebody to pray about. But we want to hear to pray with you. We'll tell you about that God is able to do exceeding abundance. He's a God that promises. He said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And the effectual of a righteous man avail as much. But also he's a God that will deliver. He's a deliverer. That's why he sent his word and be healed and be delivered from all destruction. So I thank God for the day. This is a day that we have that the Lord has been a blessing to us. It's a blessing just to tell people about Jesus. It's a blessing to talk about him, because it's all about him. It ain't about us. It's about him. He's the one that causes salvation. He's the one that put the words in our mouth. He's the messenger. It's not us. It's the messenger from God. God always, his word is always right. So think about yourself. Think about yourself. think about how many minutes and how many hours and how many seconds you done went through the day. If you haven't got a mind, God will give you a mind how to do things. So, Sister Davey?
Yes, sir. I want to thank you, Prophet and Evangelist Brian, today. That was such a wonderful word, and I had a prophet come on just a while ago, Prophet James, and he said that he really enjoyed the word. And I thank God, because that's encouragement. When people come on and let you know what you're doing is right through the word of God, and it helps us. We'll know more what to pray for, ask God more and better programs to bring on. And Evangelist Brown, I really thank God for you coming on as my guest today. And I know God is working through you, and God will continue on blessing you in every area of your life. And for all the callers that called in or tuned in today that didn't call in, I pray, God, that y'all were able to get something out what was said through the word of God today. Because we come on to try to encourage you, not to bash you, but let you know what thus said the Lord. Because if we didn't go into the word of God and do what the word of God said, where would we be? So we want to ask you to continue on telling you, continue on listening in every week from 10 to 11:30 every Wednesday. And we're going to bring back on more and more and better programs as God drop them into our spirit. We will be studying from the word of God on it. And we ask more to come in, listen in, share in some of your thoughts or some of the desires or things that God have given to you that would help make this program even a better program. And Evangelist Prophet Brian, really appreciate you and everyone that listened and tuned in today. And Evangelist, would you close us off with a prayer? And then we'll let the song say, encourage yourself as we go off the air. You are on now, Evangelist Brian, to give us a prayer on the way out.
Well, we thank God for the what we spoke today. We look for the people that's called in and get results. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard. We ask to let the word of God be established in our hearts. So, God, those that are here, oh, God, today, Lord, let them not forget, oh, God, let them remember, oh, God, the Lord, oh, God, you bring it back to the remembrance, oh, God. And, Lord, as we go, God, as we leave the air, God, we ask you, Lord, let your presence continue to hover over all over around the world today, Lord God. We'll touch every heart, every mind, every soul, God, in the name of Jesus. We so ever give you the praise and honor right now in the name of Jesus, God. Thank God. Praise be the Lord. In Jesus' name.
And until
Amen.
Next Wednesday, we encourage everybody to let God just shower you with the blessing. Don't think you're not blessed today, because when you tuned into this program, automatically you were blessed. So at this time, I will play a little tune on encourage yourself as you go through this day. Be blessed. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Speak victory during the Depression.